This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Monday Morning Quarterbacks brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. Save money, drive safely in the University of Anderson MD Cancer Center. Here now with Saints quarterback Drew Brees, looking more refreshed and less sweaty than usually you are for these interviews. You got a little bit of a break today, and well-deserved in this last game. But you sit there and watch that. It's not the type of performance, regardless of this situation, that this team wanted to have to finish the year out.
No, and it's always difficult because you ask yourself, what truly is the goal here? Like, why are decisions being made to rest certain guys or what have you? And it's to put yourself in the best position to succeed come playoff time, right? And yes, that's 2 weeks away. Man, we do have some guys that needed rest, right? And so then you're piecing together, you know, how you're going to fill those position groups, right? And, you know, I mean, we played with two offensive tackles today that literally have been here for a week, you know? And it's crazy to think that that actually happens in the NFL, but it does. But in their defense, I mean, I thought they did a good job today. But just bottom line is, you know, it's not it's you get out there and you expect better execution, right? Both in the run game, the pass game, as an offense. But just understanding that, you know, still the ultimate goal was to rest certain guys so that we can get into the playoffs refreshed and ready to go. Now, listen, we still have a lot of work to do, right? This week is not going to be an easy week. This is not a bye week as you know, maybe the term would lead you to believe. It's going to be a tough physical week of practice, right? It's going to be a lot of film study. It's going to be us, you know, really focusing on the fundamentals. They're going to help us then go into the following week, knowing who we're going to play, jumping into that week of preparation, putting together a great game plan, and then coming out here and suiting it up for that first playoff game.
Teddy Bridgewater getting his first action as a Saint today, first start in 3 years or 2 years. And, you know, you've been with him for a year now. There's been nothing but positive come out about Teddy Bridgewater and how the organization feels about him. Give us an assessment, first of all, of how difficult it is to come in and play a game at quarterback with a bunch of guys around you that you don't have continuity with, guys that you haven't thrown certain routes with, but then also just kind of an assessment of how he did today.
Yeah, I thought Teddy did great today. I thought that there were some things happening around him, you know, that unfortunately caused it to be in a little bit of disarray at times, or, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I saw him scrambling a lot today when, you know, had he just had a little bit more of a chance to deliver the ball down the field, I think good things would have happened. But, to your point, there were at least, you know, four, five, six guys out there on offense that hadn't really played with each other at all, right, in any kind of meaningful game time. So that's going to happen. But, listen, I thought Teddy did a really good job today. All his reads were good. He did everything good in the run game. I mean, I thought he was good.
Michael Thomas breaks the Saints single-season receiving record today, passing Joe Horn. Talk about his season, what he's meant to this offense, having a player of that caliber at the wide receiver position as a quarterback.
Yeah, he's a stud. He deserves it. Man, he's had a heck of a season. I mean, he's so dependable, tough. Love his work ethic, love his approach. And he's just one of those guys that, you know, in critical situations, man, he looks you dead in the eye and he's like, dude, I'm your guy. Like, I'm here for you, man. I'll make the play. So it's great having that type of trust and confidence in a guy.
And finally, I don't know if you're a superstitious guy at all. I think that you are, but
for sure.
The Saints 2009 have three losses in that season. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Carolina Panthers, 13-3 record. And you sit here as the one seed for the first time since 2009, losing to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Carolina Panthers. I know it's not going to win you the game, but it's an interesting factoid, isn't it?
Listen, I think I hope all of this is foreshadowing in a really positive way for us. But bottom line is, I love our team. I love the position we're in. I also understand the amount of work that we're going to have to put in this week. And then once we find out who our opponent is, just getting laser focused, putting together a great game plan, and then coming out and that's when the new season starts, right? That's when the real season starts. I mean, the regular season is merely to put you in a seeding position for the playoffs, right? And we just happen to play well enough during the regular season to give us home field advantage. Well, man, let's take advantage of that, right? Man, this is the greatest venue in football to play, right? In front of the greatest fan base, the Houdat Nation. We want to give them something to cheer about. We want to give them something to be proud of. We have high expectations for ourselves. Man, I can't wait to get back to work.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, congratulations on closing up the regular season, and best of luck in the playoffs, bud.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man.
That's Drew Brees, the Monday Morning Quarterback, brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Anderson MD Cancer Center. Back to you, Tommy, in studio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.